This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't vote. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a vote rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, real quick, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Well, over the last couple days, we have been talking about how the Muslims are creating they've created self-inflicted hate crimes to play the victim as they tear away at your laws, as they perpetuate the crimes against those that are innocent, as they blame the innocent for the crimes, again, that they themselves are committing. That's called totalitarianism, okay? And then we were talking about yesterday how the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, Communist News here in Minneapolis, and of course all across the boards, all in concert, in unison, friends, they were all promoting the same exact agendas as more than one across the boards, across the United States of America, all together. Well, and how couldn't it be when they're all owned by six corporations worldwide? Again, friends, it's the state-controlled narrative. Nobody believes it, say they. 21% approval rating says much of what I'm actually telling you and sharing with you right now, which defines the truth of the matter. And furthermore, friends, we were talking about getting over to how the homosexuals are the ones that are coming up with self-inflicted hate crimes. Now, keep in mind, on Monday, when we were talking about the Muslims creating their own self-inflicted hate crimes, folks, I could have went on for another show and another show and another show, because it wasn't just what they're doing overseas, but it's what they're doing here in America. Now, we can see that the Muslims are systematically, as I've been warning for the last 15 years on this radio show, that the Muslims are now systematically and methodically following the homosexuals, which I told you 10 years ago that these individuals, Kevin Jennings told you what I'm going to tell you right now, the founder of GLSEN, he's the one that said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. Well, yesterday we were highlighting what the state-controlled narrative was throughout the United States of America, namely in Minneapolis, how they were gloating in the fact that the Boy Scouts are now accepting anybody and everybody. And I told you, America, if you would have taken the time to look over to Canada, you'd understand what this is all about, because what they're using is these individuals and these groups of people, folks, to use as a political battering ram to upend your constitution, taking it a step forward. I didn't get the opportunity to show you how the sodomites are the ones teaching these individuals how to systematically tear away at law. In other words, they don't have the shield, they have the spear. Folks, they're not the victim, they're the perpetuator of the crime. I want you to understand, because that's what we're going to be talking about today. I want you to understand that all crime, folks, is motivated by hate. All crime. And crime, 1 John 3:4, sin is found to be the violation of God's moral law. So let me put this into perspective. The homosexuals don't have the right to violate the law. Neither do the Muslims. Neither do the atheists. Neither do the communists within the United States of America. Neither does anybody else that thinks that they're going to go ahead and violate constitutional law, which is predicated upon what? God's moral law. It's called the Mosaic Institution, common law. But I want you to, again, understand that all crime is motivated by hate. And it doesn't just pigeonhole the sodomites. It doesn't just pigeonhole the Muslims, who in many cases have no business here whatsoever. Just go ahead and look to your state statute, and you'll find what I'm telling you is exactly right on. They're committing the act of felonies, folks. And now what they're trying to do is they're trying to normalize Sharia law. And who's before them? Those that want to commit the act of pedophilia, which is a felony in the United States of America. Okay? And I want you to be clear as to who they are that are committing the crimes here. Because in every state in the United States of America, sodomy is a felony. Did you hear what I said? The act of homosexuality, friends, it's a felony. Sodomy is a felony. All the way up until 1961, you'd go to prison for 21 years if you were caught in the act of sodomizing somebody in the state of Rhode Island. Now they're teaching you that you better accept us or it's hate. No, friends, you have the roles backwards. And I want to tell you why we have law and we enforce law is because we love. We want to protect the innocent against the guilty, and that's what we need to get to. So let me define hate crimes for you, okay? A hate crime is usually defined by state law as one that involves threats, harassment, or physical harm as motivated by prejudice against someone's race, color, religion, national origin, ethnicity, sexual orientation, which has been recently added, or physical or mental ability. Now, if that was the truth of the matter, I can guarantee you those that have sent forth death threats to my house, to my ministry, to my family, those that have talked about putting a bomb inside of my ministry center, those that have actually advocated threats to me online, every single one of them, according to these hate crimes, the definition of a hate crime, would have been actually indicted for crimes, and they would have been charged for their threats concerning me and my ministry. Because the law is on my side. It is not on their side. They do not have the right to violate law because public opinion has been swayed to go ahead and go along to get along. I don't care where you all are at. If that's where you want to go, you go. But rest assured, at the last day, you're going to stand before your judge, like it or not, Hebrews 9:27, and you're going to have to give an answer for what you have tolerated, America. I am not going to do that. I'm going to make sure that I live my life out before him and obeying his commandments and his statutes. And David said that he did that he might not sin against him. I'd rather be on God's side than on fallen man's side, regardless of the consequences here. Now, let me do this again. The definition of a hate crime. We're going to get into self-inflicted hate crimes, but I want you to first understand what a hate crime is, okay? A hate crime, again, is usually defined by state law as one that involves threats, harassment, physical harm, and is motivated by prejudice against someone's race, color, religion, national origin, ethnicity, sexual orientation, or physical or mental ability. Now, how do you fit sexual orientation into all of that? Well, again, keep in mind I said state law. State law, okay? I didn't say God's law because God tells us that the act of sodomy is an abomination regardless of what those that legislate and gut the pith and marrow out of our laws want to do with it. And furthermore, it's policy, it's not law. And law does not follow policy. Policy follows law. We'll be right back. Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Soma Biotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Soma Biotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Soma Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Soma Biotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to my Twitter account for what it's worth, BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Furthermore, if you'd like to jump over to my Facebook, again, keep in mind Facebook does not wanting, they're not wanting you, friends, to check out that page. They are suppressing, they are censoring, there is no doubt. I can only imagine how many lawsuits have been filed and how many people are in line to actually take it back to Facebook for their censorship, friends. But you do need to understand that this is really happening. Facebook, Bradley Dean, Facebook, Bradley Dean, or go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty. It's a picture of me actually kneeled down with a flag in my hand in front of Arlington, just so you know that site. If you'd also like to jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, you can also go over to Bradley Dean on a Google search or a Yahoo search, and it will pull up at the top of the page. That's how much traffic we have going through those pages. We have about 600 and some thousand people interacting on a daily basis, and we appreciate you. Also wanted to let you know, again, if you'd like to jump online, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because we, like Andrew Jackson, understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. Exclamation. We have been talking about hate crimes. And the definition, one more time, of a hate crime is usually defined by state law, not God's law, which are now antithetical one towards another. A hate crime is usually defined by the state as one of, that involves threats, harassment, physical harm, and is motivated by prejudice against someone's race, color, religion, national origin, ethnicity, sexual orientation, or physical or mental ability. How does sexual orientation actually fall into that, friends? Give me me a break. It's called watering down our written constitutional laws, friends. That's what it means, and that's what's happening here. And by the way, I have to set this. Did you know that hate crimes is all premised and predicated on a lie? You all know who Matthew Shepard is, right? We've all heard that. The public schools, they know it because the liberal teachers, the little communist useful idiots, are indoctrinating the students to know who Matthew Shepard is, but they don't want you to know the truth of who Matthew Shepard is. Listen carefully. James Byrd Jr., who the hate crimes legislation was passed in name of, after, along with Matthew Shepard, James Byrd Jr. was a black man who was murdered by three white men in Jasper, Texas. It's called murder, friends, regardless of color. Okay? In June of 1998, the men offered Byrd a ride, but instead of bringing this black man to his destination, they beat him and then dragged Byrd, James Byrd Jr., behind a pickup truck along with an asphalt pavement after they wrapped a heavy logging chain around his ankles. Byrd was pulled along for about 2 miles as the truck swerved from side to side. Byrd, who remained conscious throughout the dragging, was killed when his body hit the edge of a culvert, cutting off his right arm and his head. The murderers drove on for another mile before dumping the rest of his body in front of an African-American cemetery. Again, let's just go back to this real quick. An American cemetery. Okay, I'm tired of this African-American, this Palestinian-American, Mexican-American. Hey, folks, if you're here in America, you're an American. If not, see ya. Okay? It's only there to divide people one against another. Going back to my point, the same year this took place with James Byrd Jr., which again, the hate crimes legislation, the bill was named after him. Well, that same year, Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten, tied to a fence, and left for dead. This was portrayed as a hate crime because Matthew Shepard was a homosexual, when in fact, it was a bungled burglary, not motivated by hate whatsoever. Recently, one of Shepard's murderers told ABC News that he was high on crystal methane during the attack, and it was the drugs that sparked his rage, not Shepard's orientation. Had nothing to do with it. During the trial, however, the killers remained silent about the issue of him being a homosexual. In other words, friends, not bringing up the point that it wasn't motivated because he was a homosexual. No, friends, it was, again, a bungled burglary, not motivated by hate whatsoever. But during the trial, the killers remained silent about the issue, and listen carefully, in exchange for not receiving the death sentence. In other words, just shut your mouth about why you killed him. Either way, just shut up and we won't give you the death sentence. They bartered justice away. They should read Amos, because the Bible tells us that righteousness and judgment has been turned into wormwood. Why is that? Because those that have been given the authority as our representatives in the courts have watered down law in exchange for a lie. It doesn't stand well with heaven whatsoever, friends, and it doesn't stand well with us neither, tolerating the crimes of those that are there to enforce the laws, which in fact have done just the exact opposite. Ben Fritzen was a former police detective and one of the lead investigators on the case, even told ABC News that Matthew Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly was not the motive in this homicide. If it wasn't Shepard, they would have found another easy target. What it really came down to, really, is drugs and money and two punks that were out looking for it. Period. Period. So how is it that this has all been predicated or premised, friends, in any sense of the word as a hate crime around Matthew Shepard? You know, it's interesting. It gets better, founder who wrote Skipping to Gomorrah. He's daring the justice of God, and rest assured he's going to get a response. Do keep in mind, friends, that this individual that was appointed by none other than Barack Hussein Obama, Dan Savage, this individual, folks, this sodomite, Keep in mind, he said of his political opposition that he wishes that they were dragged behind a pickup until there was nothing left but the rope. This is the one saying that they're being bullied by people that don't accept their sodomite lifestyles. Folks, they contradict themselves every single step of the way. Every single step of the way. There's no truth in anything that these people do, literally. Literally. And they are going to fall into the pit that they themselves dug soon enough, and your eyes will see it. Just some time back, we were told of lesbian Dana Morales, 22, the New Jersey waitress accused of lying about receiving an insulting note instead of a tip because she is queer. And according to co-worker Julie Howitt, Morales has a long history of lying and is always in need of sympathy and empathy. In addition to lying about receiving gay insults on a recent receipt, Dana Morales is also accused of lying about her military service, falsely telling friends that she had brain cancer and that her home was severely damaged by Superstorm Sandy. Listen to this carefully. Every story that Dana Morales comes up with has a lie, how it told the Journal News. Any tragedy that happened, she had to be a part of it. She needed sympathy and empathy. A former classmate of Morales told the newspapers that you can't believe of much of anything that she has to say. Now, Morales allegedly also told friends that she somehow managed to survive an explosion that killed her entire platoon in Afghanistan. A United States Marine spokesperson confirmed that the waitress served in the Marine Corps Reserve until May 2013 went on, but there was no indication of combat service in Iraq or Afghanistan. Morales failed to fulfill her reserve obligation, the spokesman said. The explosion that left her with back injuries that required surgery in a couple months to recover, Larkin said Morales told her employee, but during her time off, Morales posted photos of herself on Facebook enjoying a trip to Florida with her girlfriend, they said. Huh. Isn't that amazing? How that works? And the American people let these people go ahead and do it to the innocent. Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. Later, Elliot admitted to the police that the injuries were self-inflicted. Can you say that Elliot literally stepped in it, friends? Folks, we're going to come back. We're talking about self-inflicted hate crimes. The Muslims are systematically and methodically falling line in line with the ideologies, dangerous ideologies, of those that are being used as a political battering ram to upend your constitution.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost, we won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America. The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
one 582 9933. Talking about self-inflicted hate crimes, friends. Just talking about right before the last break there, Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said the attackers, they actually cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Well, the investigators were a little suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. Of course, later, Elliot admitted to the police that the injuries were self-inflicted. Now, considering that all crime is motivated by hate, once again, oftentimes you have to examine the allegations of the supposed hate crime to make the distinction as to whom is doing the hating. And I think we're finding out real quick as to the point in which I'm making. Because it seems today that more than often, it's not those that are decrying hate. They're the ones that are actually perpetuating the hate. See, and you're seeing this on a national scale right now. These people do nothing but shout and shoot and call you every name under the sun because they want to have it their way. And now they've actually obtained the name, and rightfully so, Snowflakes. But see, you're beginning to understand what I've been talking about for 15 years now on the radio. These are the people that love to smack your face, pull your hair, and then what they do is they decry victim status as they perpetuate the crime. These are the useful idiots that corrupt officials in government are responsible for using. Though the population is so small, it's amazing to me how such a large portion and population of the United States tolerates the crimes of less than 1.7% of the population. See, they intend, through deceptive measures, to create monsters out of those who don't agree with their lifestyles. It's the law, America. It doesn't matter if we agree with it or not. But again, keep in mind, they mean to create monsters out of those, with the help of the media, who do not agree with their lifestyles or fall into line with their political agendas and revert back to their carnal nature for distorted guidance is what they do. This way, in the end, they can become the victim, guilty as self-inflicted. And this is what I'm again proving right now. What happens when law enforcement looks a little deeper into the surfaced allegations to find out that the alleged victims were actually the ones contriving and fabricating the crimes, friends? This is what I'm highlighting. Well, let's take a look into the minds of the distorted to see how far they are willing to go further to further their agendas. This is one of my favorite. Do you remember the infamous contrived hate crime of Kerry Dunn at Claremont's McKinney College? Dunn was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism, which again is derived from none other than Trotsky, Leon Trotsky, under Joseph Stalin's regime. He was the military leader that they wanted to browbeat dissenters. Anybody that didn't agree with them, just call them names until they submit. Going back to Kerry Dunn at Claremont McKinney College, Dunn was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism. She shocked the audience by telling them that she had been the victim of a hate crime that very day. How convenient! Or was it? See, her car had been vandalized, its windows smashed, the tires were slashed. Profane anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. You see, the problem with their story was that two students saw her commit the crimes herself. Dunn lost her job and also spent time in prison for lying to federal investigators. They have no regard for law. She went to prison for lying to federal investigators and for insurance fraud. Because what she did is she claimed that $1,700 worth of her items, including a laptop computer, had been stolen by the hate crime boogeymen. These items were later found in a closet in Dunn's home. And oh, by the way, she wasn't even Jewish. You're dealing with a reprobate mindset, America. Let me further solidify what the law states. And let me further solidify my point when I say that we're ruled by law in this country, not by opinion in any sense of the word. In Douglas County, Colorado, a lesbian couple called the police after they allegedly found the words "kill the gay" scrawled in red across their garage and a noose hanging from their front door. Well, that's pretty extreme. Perhaps the women didn't anticipate how seriously the issue would be treated, because nearly 8 months later, with the full force of the good guys in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they were involved. The authorities stated that the women themselves were responsible for the acts. They were both charged with criminal mischief and false reporting. One of the women, Amy Whitchurch, even faced an additional charge of forgery. They both pleaded guilty to the charges. See, if we would just go back to the lawgiver and understand what his word states, we wouldn't get ourselves into so much trouble. Deuteronomy 18:18-19 says, "And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. They shall thoroughly vet the situation and the information concerning the crime. And behold, if the witness be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil away from among you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you," is both sides of the sword, friend. Don't forget that. When people are held accountable for their crimes that they themselves have contrived, then and only then will they fear to do it again. That is called teaching people the fear of God. Remember, the fear of the Lord causes men to depart from lawlessness. It doesn't encourage them in it or encourage them to continue on in that lifestyle. In 2008, worshipers at a Mount Hope Church in Lansing, Michigan, were stunned when members of a pro-sodomite, pro-anarchy organization called Bash Back interrupted their service to fling propaganda in condoms around the sanctuary. By the way, they like to march in gay pride parades, saying that these homosexuals kill. They will kill. That's what they have. That's their billboard, friends. Now, can you imagine me or you putting a t-shirt on or putting a sign and walking down the street saying, hey, these heterosexuals kill? I mean, can you imagine that, friends? Can you imagine the press? I mean, it'd be like poking a hornet's nest. They would be all over it like white on rice, would they not? But again, let's go back. Bash Back interrupted the service at Mount Hope Church in Lansing, Michigan. They began to fling propaganda and condoms around the sanctuary. They broke in on a church service, friends. You can watch it on video. They began to go up in front of the congregation, and two girls started to make out at the pulpit. Okay? And they were flinging condoms around the sanctuary. They draped a profane banner from the balcony and, again, featured two lesbians making out at the pulpit. You go online and check it out, friends. Look for yourselves. These are the victims, friends. The open-minded, intolerant liberals, lawless liberals, ran down the aisles and across the pews, hoping, listen carefully, hoping against hope to catch a right-winger on tape daring to push back. And you know as well as I do, if you were to actually physically drag them out of the building in which they were trespassing and committing crimes on, they would have had film and they would have cut and paste as to what would have fit their narrative, and you rest assured CNN, MSNBC, the state-controlled media would have pushed their side of the lie in which they wanted you to believe. Not the facts. That's why they never tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth, because the truth always exposes them for their crimes, America. Talking about self-inflicted hate crimes. In 1992, two Jeffersonville, Indiana lesbians, aged 17 and 16, abducted a 12-year-old girl whom they accused of trying to steal a girlfriend. The little girl was pushed into the trunk of a car, stabbed repeatedly, and beaten with a heavy metal bar. While still struggling, they poured gasoline on her and set her ablaze. Poor victims. And, of course, I'm talking about these two lesbians. You know, they couldn't have anybody trying to steal a girlfriend away from them, so what they had to do is take a 12-year-old girl, stab her, beat her with a heavy metal bar, and then throw her in the back of the car and pour gas on her and set her on fire. What kind of a mindset do you suppose they would have to commit such a heinous crime, friends? Later that year, a Fort Lauderdale, Florida 14-year-old girl was convicted of first-degree murder for helping to kill his 40-year-old father. The father was stabbed 45 times and beaten so badly with an iron skillet that the skillet shattered. The boy confessed that he helped his father's former homosexual lover and roommate kill him so he and the 31-year-old could live together. Huh, that's interesting how this all works, isn't it? Do you remember, you know, that innocent group that's there to defend all the victims like the ACLU? The American Civil... Man, it's amazing that they're defending the Muslims against the laws of We the People in our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. I mean, they're defending, you know, anybody and everybody from the law. Do you understand why God damned literally the lawyers, woed them, that he was damning them? I mean, folks, these attorneys, many of them in the United States of America, are there to pit the law, to get around the law. That's why there's a special place in hell for these kind of people. I'm going to come back on the other side of the commercial, and I'm going to share with you what the ACLU defended concerning the innocence of a little 10-year-old boy named Jeffrey Curley in 1997. It's incredible. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
I mean, folks, what we're talking about right now is bigotry in reverse. It's what it is. You know what a bigot is, right, friends? I mean, everybody's got to know what a bigot is. Well, what's a bigot, Bradley? Those that actually stick and adhere to the doctrine and to the God that they love. A person who is intolerant towards those holding different opinions. Again, we're in this country, friends. Here's just a news flash for those that have never heard this before. We're not ruled by your opinion. We're ruled by law. And I've shared this a couple times before, friends, but I remember when I was on WCCO in Minnesota here, which pretty much covers the whole state of Minnesota, after I gave my prayer at the Capitol. And I incited and made reference to the word Jesus Christ. I'm not about the business, friends, when I open up with a prayer to say the name Jesus in Jesus' name, amen, as if that's offensive to anybody in this country, namely those that represent we the people, especially knowing they put their hand on the Bible and swore their oath to their oath that they would uphold the laws found in the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Well, they were the ones that were offended by the name of Jesus. I don't care that they're offended. Do I mean for people to be offended? Absolutely not. I don't personally go around and poke people with a stick to get a charge out of them. But the Bible does tell us that when the commandment comes, sin revives. You know, I was told of a story where a guy had a snake and he thought it was dead. It was a rattlesnake and he threw it up on his dash in his pickup. He was going to chop it up and make some soup out of it. And what he did is when he got home, he took a stick and picked that snake up. And the minute he touched the snake, guess what? That snake rose up real quick and began to strike at him. Well, folks, keep in mind, the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. And again, when that commandment comes, what's inside of you is going to respond. Your reprobate man is always going to respond to God's holy law. God's law is not given unto us because He hates. He gives it unto us because He loves. I mean, it's the same thing when you chastise your children. You don't chastise your children or tell them what's right and wrong because you hate them. You chastise them because the rod of reproof drives it far from them concerning their disobedient ways before you as a parent. And so it is with the things of God. Read Proverbs 22:6. But a bigot is a person who is intolerant towards those holding different opinions. Now, going back to WCCO, I was on this interview, and he wanted to go ahead and just spank me down in front of his audience. And go for it. Have fun, man. Good luck. And he started asking me my opinion. And then I said to him, we're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law in this country. And he said to me, I'll pray for your narrow-mindedness. I said, interesting that you would say that. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And few be there that find it. Guess what few means, friends? Few. We're not ruled by your opinion, I told him. I said, we're ruled by law. Guess what? It's time to change the topic. Exactly. Yep. I mean, when you get pulled over by a cop, you go ahead and tell them it's your opinion that you can go ahead and speed at will and see how that rolls over. You'll find out real quick as to what I'm talking about right now. Well, as office, Ossifer, it's my opinion. I can go 70 and a 55. And you keep it up and you're going to find yourself incarcerated. You're going to find yourself sitting behind bars. But not in America. Nope, the American mentality is now, is, you know, they can't help themselves. You know, we're all saved by grace. You know, who are you to judge anyways, right? Here, the radical homosexuals labeled the righteous as haters. Then when the people were awakening to the fact that they were the ones acting out hate, then they labeled their righteous opposition as homophobic. And of course, when that was getting worn out, they began to go to the extreme by creating their own hate crimes, inflicting crimes upon themselves to blame the innocent. And again, they did this in hopes that someone would believe that they were the victims. And see, Americans have now learned that the opposite is true. And keep in mind, friends, as I started the show out, Kevin Jennings, the founder of none other than GLSEN, he's also the author of, he was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama as the Safe Schools Czar. He wrote a book called Queering Elementary Education. He was the one that said, bullying is nothing more than the affirmation, the normalization of the gay lifestyle in our education system. But you have to play the victim first, I add. You have to play the victim first. You have to be the victim, though. And friends, what we're seeing is the correlation between now the homosexuals and exactly as I said earlier, the systematic progress of the Muslims on the heels of the homosexuals. And furthermore, when you look in public schools, is that not what's happening today? Yep. The NEA, you know, has a homosexual caucus, National Education Association. Yep. And that wasn't good enough, so now they have a drag queen caucus, and now we see in public schools, now they want transgender. Friends, do you see where this is going? You know, this comes to my aid right now. It was John Adams that rightly said that decadence follows luxury. You're in trouble, America. And to bring about the correlation between that and the Muslims, your kids are going to grow up hating your guts for what you have subjected them to. Mark my words, you're seeing it today. And I've been warning about this for 15 years too, seeing it firsthand. They're going to hate your guts. They're going to say, Dad, Mom, why did you allow those people to teach us what they taught us? It used to be illegal in this country. Now you're letting them, you're allowing them to subject us to their dangerous ideology, which is an offense towards heaven and God Himself. And what are we seeing on the heels, friends? We're seeing the Muslims are now trying to get their feet washed twice a day. They're trying to get their time in public schools to pray to Allah. See, they're so thankful when they come into America that they want to talk about what needs to change now in order for them to stay. As if we're so blessed to have these people here in the first place. Or if that's not good enough for you, look in the school curriculums. First the homosexual agenda through science books and health classes. Now what are they doing? Now they're starting to teach them through the history classes to actually to celebrate Ramadan, to become a Muslim. I can go down that. That's a different show. But they're right on the heels of the sodomites in this country. America, regardless of what you think, as to what I'm telling you right now, I want to say this, and I say this with a whole heart. I told you so. I told you so. You young people listening to me, you've never heard this before, but you know it's true. I want to tell you something. I've been fighting for your little backside for the last 20 years, and I'm not done. You have been subjected to everything and protected for nothing, from nothing. I want to let you know. Those that are dropping you off at the school gate, they may have forsaken you. I want to tell you something. It's not love, kid, to cause you to go into a public setting to be subjected to what you're subjected to. 86% of those that profess to be Christians, patriots, and or conservatives are the ones dropping off their kids at public schools to be indoctrinated illegally by the federal government. And here, if that's not good enough for you, let me take it over to the education side, because it's not education, it's indoctrination. And to prove the point, over 700,000 students every year that graduate in public schools can't even read their own graduation diplomas. You cannot justify it one iota. But again, first the sodomites, you accepted that. God condemns it. You accepted it. What was right behind them? None other than those that want to implement Sharia law. And where are they going? To the school system. They're going to the colleges. You're beginning to see this in government now, friends. Keith Ellison, this criminal, is in Minnesota. And they just actually brought forth a Somalian American, they're calling themselves. Hey, listen, let me just say this real quick. If your God is God, then go back to where you came from. Because he isn't. 1 Timothy 4:1, when you get a moment, read it. But what's the correlation? It's happening. It's unfolding in front of your faces today. Remember what Charles Carroll said, a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said, without morals, conform to truth, Webster's 1828, without morals, a republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, the sodomites and the Muslims, whose morality is so sublime and pure and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. Charles Carroll, a signer of the Declaration of Independence.
I want to read you this quote real quick from a principal in Iowa. He said, Bradley was straightforward with the students about the issues that many of us find easy to ignore. He tackled some tough issues from the approach that kids listen to. Even some of our toughest kids to get through opened up and listened. And I think that's what you're hearing here on the radio program. Tackling those tough issues, saying what needs to be said, and doing what needs to be done. So please support this work as we spread our message all over the United States. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, become a son or daughter of liberty, and support this work as we reach out to the masses with the truth.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, Talking 23. See ya!
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.